A new presidential administration promises a new approach to masking against the pandemic. President-elect Biden wants a lot more people wearing masks, and he'd rather they not be a political symbol, as they have been. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
It was Memorial Day when then-candidate Joe Biden made his first public appearance since the coronavirus shut everything down. Biden and his team decided he would wear a mask while placing a wreath at a veterans memorial. An aide says it wasn't a difficult decision. A couple of days later, Biden put it this way.
Wearing one of these masks when you're outside is not a partisan issue. It is a matter of protecting other people.
That same week, President Trump mocked a reporter for wearing a mask at a press conference.
I couldn't hear you.
Can
you take it off because I cannot hear you?
I'll just speak louder, sir.
Okay, good. You want to be politically correct. Go ahead.
The lines were drawn, and it shows up in polling data. Most Americans say they wear masks in public indoors, but Republicans are less likely. Frank Luntz, a Republican pollster, says this division is deeply ingrained in the American psyche. Luntz says the key to breaking through the resistance is not to preach, but to listen and to personalize it.
Do it in a way that doesn't look like you're being political. Do it in a way that people will feel like this is being done for them, genuinely for them.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, a Republican, announced new COVID restrictions last week.
Some straight talk. There are two extreme and distinct camps out there.
Here's what he tried.
Most of the public isn't part of either camp. And by the way, neither am I. Masks work. Please wear them.
In neighboring New Mexico, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, a Democrat, was early to require masks. So she's had plenty of time for creative thinking about getting people to go along with a mandate they don't like.
You know, I said masks are not political. If you want to do something political, write it on your mask.
You wear your jerseys, she said, wear masks that represent what you believe in.
I do think that actually motivates people to wear them because you get to make a statement.
Right then, her communications director, Tripp Stelnicki, jumps on the line.
I did see someone in Red River once wearing a mask that said, "My governor is a dummy."
But
he was wearing it. So
yeah. I would argue that makes me pretty smart if that got you to wear a mask.
Along the same lines, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, also a Democrat, said this at a recent press conference.
Wear your mask and stay healthy. If for no other reason, that'll keep you healthy to vote against me in 2 years, if that's what it takes. Just keep yourself healthy and keep others healthy.
In an interview, Walz explained what he was thinking. He's trying to give people permission to say they disagree with him and still wear a mask.
Why would you think I enjoy this at all? I hate it as much as anybody else. Because none of these decisions is politically popular. I said the other day that I feel like John Lithgow in Footloose. Can't dance, can't do this, got to do this. And I just am that guy all the time.
Walz says with vaccine progress putting a very real light at the end of the tunnel and COVID raging out of control in frightening ways, he thinks there's a new receptiveness to masks. At least he hopes there is. Tamara Keith, NPR News.